Good morning. Yes. I would like to discuss a subject that Mark and I have been focused on recently, as we put together our third book together. Now, this topic concerns the value of messages, of beings of light, non-physical beings, messages from beyond. What is the value of these messages insofar as a human would place value upon such a phenomenon? Now, as I've put it to Mark, for many of you, these are priceless, meaning I take it beyond value. One could not put a price on it. Now, for these people, I would assume that it would be the case that they believe in a certain teaching. In a certain story related to a human by a non-physical being. And these stories take many forms, from your religious works, all of your various spiritual traditions have manuscripts, written manuscripts, to the simple communications from your guides that we're calling the energy personality and other guides. So I am asking you to consider value. And when you seek out messages, manuscripts and such that resonate with your beliefs, your belief system, what is the process whereby you are attracted to such a teaching, let us say, and read the prescribed books, manuscripts? What is the process through which one becomes a believer, in quotes? Now, what is the process that one undergoes where the student moves into the role of adept or true believer, as in religious devotee, shall we say? I'm sending out a hologram that I hope will serve to. Modulate. Mark is searching for the word. Modulate will do. The transmission and reception of my communication stream into the mental environments of those of you who are interested in this material of ours. Now, as I've stated to you several times before in these lectures, it is not necessary. To link up with the Seth entity over the physical telephone. Mark places great value on this, for he believes that it's may be coming a waste of his time to speak to just a very few people. I'm reminding Mark and our audience that there are many, many of you receiving this communication who are not linked up through any communication devices whatsoever. You're communicating your thoughts, beliefs, desires, images to the Seth entity through the telepathic network. And the Seth entity is responding to you through this same communication network that we are also referring to as the love light matrix. Now, as we complete the healing regimen, Mark and I, the hot topic for us is love with a capital L, as we are describing it in the new material. And indeed, I reminded Mark that love is literally the creative energy behind every reality construct. Mark is searching for the word, in quotes, pushed from potentiality into physicality in the third dimension. So, in a very real sense, Mark here is motivated by love to continue with this project. The great majority of those of you who are seeking out these messages, those of you who are listening to us now, are motivated by love. Love is the great motivator. Now, in our third book, we are elaborating on this process of reality creation through descriptions, metaphors such as the love light matrix, the subconscious manifestation energy stream. We are creating potent metaphors so that my students can more fully comprehend this teaching. And those of you familiar with my older works will instantaneously realize that we are moving beyond what you would call the scientific approach of my first subject under us, but we are moving well beyond that into the spiritual domains. The word spirit is loved by us in these endeavors. We will not avoid the use of the word spiritual. We relish using descriptions that suggest that. Humanity, and indeed your third dimension, is founded on love with a capital L. Now, I would like to mention that I was very pleased with those of you who participated in the Halloween seance with an absence of fear. As a scientist of consciousness, pursuing these connections with friends and family who have made the transition, the timing was right for you. And I will certainly participate in future meetings where we'll explore these relationships that exist. Beyond the grave, as it were, to use a cliche for you. I was also quite pleased with our changing of the guard meditation. Now, for your information, mark simply at the appointed time on your election day, meditated on freedom and democracy and other divine concepts for 30 minutes as I transmitted holographic inserts relative to these idea constructs to everyone who has expressed an interest in this new material. So again, it did not necessarily require a physical apparatus to link up with us. You never need that. In many ways, these communication devices of yours serve to get in the way of these communications. If you haven't expressed an interest in this new material, from where I sit, I make the necessary adjustments in my non-physical communication devices to assist you in the dream state and indeed, even in the waking state, as you go about your existence. I, Seth, the Seth entity, is in touch, in quotes, with you, period. Again, I am a non-physical being. I am motivated by love. In a sense, I'm an emissary from all that is to assist you as you rapidly approach. The transition into the unity of consciousness dimension, the fourth dimensional shift. Now we are all of the, what you might call the masters, the guides, the energy personalities, motivated by love. In a sense, it is this love expressed within your mental environment that we home in on, we tune into it in order to, in quotes, find you in third dimensional reality. So that this love of yours that you generate serves as a beacon for us. It is a beacon for your guides, your personal guides, some of the general helpers that assist you to find you. Now, it is then a matter for us, if you are still, in quotes, in the dark, with regards to establishing contact and communication with your guides, to seek contact with you. Now, some of us, as I have done with Mark prior to his meeting me in his hypnotherapy office, create what you might call astounding coincidences, unusual events in the lives of you that serve to direct your attention inwardly so that you may notice us within your mental environment. We are always there. But, as I said, often, in the case of these initial contacts, we must use creative methods for reminding you of our presence. So, if I may elaborate on this one point, this is what you might call your deja vu experiences, as I've suggested in the past. It may be more appropriately titled Remembering the Future, or Remembering a Probable Future, rather than You Have Been Here Before. For in essence, you are tuning into a future probable self in these deja vu experiences of consciousness. And often, you may find that the initiator of these holographic inserts is a non-physical being which is to contact you. Now, for those of you who are still having problems contacting your energy personality, please remember that for most of you, this energy personality may already be well known to you. This energy personality may be the imaginary playmate that was at your side in your early childhood. Perhaps you could ask your caregivers if they remember the names of these characters, and that could initiate a rekindling of memories of your activities with these divine emissaries. I would suggest that you, in your times of reverie, take yourself back to these activities. When you were a child, and see if something comes to mind. Now, Mark is reminding me that we have just a few minutes left, and so, as usual, I will transmit the holographic inserts for you. I have just transmitted a message to those of you listening. As I said, those of you who are listening are vast. Now, this holographic insert concerns responsibility. Responsibility for your creations. Now, in our changing of the guard meditation on your election day, I asked over this telepathic network. That those of you who are participating take responsibility for both the good and the bad in your physical reality. And I suggested that when you do indeed accept responsibility for what you would call, in quotes, the bad, that what you could call, in quotes, the good, increases. You are responsible, and and you are receiving that currently. And I might also say that most of you are receiving it with humility, which is paramount. Now, our time together is over, and with that, I will say good afternoon.